loads of entertainment coming for you live here from our outside broadcast. We are broadcasting live from Letterkenny Main Street. It's great to have so many of you on board listening to the show, watching the programme, and you can watch our next guests now, Michael Leddy, writer and blogger. Good morning to you. How are you getting on? No, don't say hello till I put your mic up. Hello. Good morning to you. How are you getting on?
Good morning.
Okay. Great to have you with us as always. And Michael Brennan, Donegal Daddy.
Greg, how are you?
I didn't know you were turning up. What a treat. How are you getting on?
Not so bad. Tired.
Why?
Well, I got home last night from Monaghan and then the baby was just not for sleeping.
Oh, no.
How old? One of those nights. One, just turned one.
Wow.
So
okay. It's all ahead of you.
Yeah.
Come here, Michael. How was your week?
Very good week. A few visits to the cinema, both with and without Fionnuala. Some films are not of her interest to her. So,
she would just attend anyway because, you know, that's what friends do.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But apparently the bond is not that strong. I feel hurt now. Why did you have to bring that up on air? I'm going to cry on air, Greg.
Right, what were you watching in the cinema? I was going to say The Meg 2. So you watched The Meg on the telly.
I did.
And then you watched The Meg 2 in the cinema.
I did.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because I thought I would probably enjoy them. And I was right.
All right, so, I mean, this is fantasy stuff.
Fantasy stuff, yeah. And it's really B-movie stuff.
But it's B, on it B with a budget.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly, yeah, you're reading my mind there. You're freaking me out now.
You're living in your head now.
You're living in my head. No, you're right. It's B-movie stuff, and this has been the stuff of B-movies through the 80s and 90s. You know those DVDs or VHS, for those of my generation, that you would pick up maybe on a Friday or Saturday night, and they were cheap and cheerful, and they were probably bad films, but you really enjoyed them. So now Jason Statham and this crew have got together, and these movies are big-budget movies, and it's based on a series of novels. There have been eight. I didn't realize this. There have been eight Meg novels over the last 25 years now, I think, and they're blockbusters. And since 1998, they've been trying to develop The Meg as a movie. It took 20 years. 2018, it happened. Big financial success, not a critical success. Critics do not embrace these movies. But audiences did, and so, yeah, I watched the first one, which I had tragically missed the first time around. Great crack. I mean, it's Jason Statham against... it's like scholars have been asking the question for decades, what if the shark in Jaws was really big?
Mm.
And now somebody said, you know what, let's make that film. So that was The Meg. And then for the second film in the franchise, they've expanded it a little bit. Other things come up from the ocean floor. This is where these creatures have been living, beneath a false bottom that nobody knew about until Jason Statham's crew or people that he worked with went down. So in this second film, you get...
It's a little bit like Kim Kardashian.
You know what? You should be doing the reviews on your own. You don't need me at all. Those analogies are brilliant. So yeah, it's basically other big things come up from the ocean floor, Greg.
So it's a little bit like... Okay, go on.
And it's totally stupid. I mean, it is. I'm not going to pretend it's not. But it's great crack.
Is it?
It's great fun. I mean, there's a point, and this is not really a spoiler, but there's a point where they're trapped on the ocean floor. They're trapped in an illegal mining facility. And in order to facilitate an escape, Jason Statham has to go outside without a suit. So now he's absolutely deeper than any human being has ever gone. But he does it because... And before he goes out the airlock, somebody else says to him, you're the only one can do this. And, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm believing it. I'm like, he is the only one that can do this. Possibly Greg Hughes. I think Greg Hughes could probably
Brennan,
do it.
Are you that easily manipulated as this gentleman to your left clearly is?
I think you do have to sometimes suspend reality going into this. And that's better nearly in the cinema rather than watching it at home.
It makes a lot of sense.
It's easier to suspend the belief systems.
Because it's in an more part of an experience, isn't it?
Because I think like it's like when after the second Fast and Furious movie,
I love them.
They kind of got more wacky to see just how they could push it.
So they went into space.
Well, they gave up trying to ground it in any real sense of reality. But if you are the type that want to switch your head off and have a bit of bubble gum for the brain, well.
That's it, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
I've seen actually one of the scenes from The Meg 2 where the shark's like eating the And it's like, yeah, so unreal.
It's totally unreal.
But I think it depends on your mood as well as to what you're into watching. Yeah. Like, you know, if you're in for, if you want a bit of crack and a laugh and stuff.
Yeah, totally. One of my housemates, he watched the two of them as well, and he said, you put the world on hold for a couple hours.
Mm.
And he said that was exactly, because he wasn't too enamored either. I mean, he watches a lot of sci-fi stuff with me, but he thought these sound like rubbish. I says, no. And so he did. And he said they were exactly what he wanted them to be. One thing I would say about the second one, and it's the only thing that's important, I think the first movie didn't capitalize on the fact that Jason Statham, for a guy who's like 56, he's a real action star. You know, yeah. He can kick ass when he has to. They didn't do that in the first movie, but in the second movie, they rectify that straight away. When the movie opens, he's going after these illegal fisher guys and he kicks ass, like they're surrounding him. So in the second movie, you get a lot
more
action-y, of him.
Human action.
Much more action in this one. And actually, there's a lot less, being serious, there's actually a lot less of the underwater stuff.
Has he managed to introduce any further depth to his acting skills?
That's harsh.
No. Terribly harsh. So cruel. So cruel.
No, I'm on underwater, I meant, obviously. Does he act underwater?
I think I love Jason Statham since Snatch. I think, Snatch is one of the best movies.
He's brilliant. Yeah. I mean, he does what he does. And if you're
You watch him in The Spy, and then you watch him in a serious film, then you watch him in a comedy, and then a horror, like, it's the same.
Oh, that's the Rose Byrne. I love that.
That's a brilliant film.
Brilliant film.
You get the same.
Oh, yeah, he's like, but he's Denzel Washington. He plays the same character.
He does. He that's a good point.
No,
I know why.
Now what you're doing there, it's wrong. I'll give you the guy out. I'll give you the guy out of the Triple X and all that stuff. What's his name?
Vin Diesel.
Give you Vin Diesel, but you ain't taking.
You're not taking Denzel.
And and speaking of Denzel, his last foray as the Equalizer. I see the ads running for that at the moment.
Yep,
it looks bigger and badder than ever. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and it's
he can still. I don't. You talk referencing people's age, which I'm not terribly comfortable with. But I don't know what age Denzel. I am comfortable enough with him. Just being populist. Denzel is a good age.
He is,
and he still really can authentically pay that type of a role.
He's a credible action star. And as I think, who the heck? Somebody pointed out to me, Denzel doesn't do franchises. The fact that he took on the Equalizer movies and with the intention of doing a series was very rare for
him.
It's
a nice wee legacy to leave behind you, especially when you realise the first one was really good. So I'm really looking forward to that. So, I mean, The Meg, it's on Apple Sky Store. Meg 2 the cinema. Different experience on the small screen compared to the big screen, I'd imagine.
Totally.
What would you give them out of 10?
I'd probably, because I love them, but at the same time, I'm not trying to pretend they're great art.
You had fun with them, though.
6 and 7, it's a hard 6 and 7 for me because they're fun. And yes, you do sit there and you get caught up in it, but afterwards you think, that was a bit daft.
Well, there's no shame in that game either.
No shame in that, I agree with you.
When was the last time you were at the cinema, Michael Brennan of Donegal Derry?
I actually got to the cinema for the first time to see an adult movie. Is Oppenheimer there 2 weeks ago.
What did you think of it?
I loved it.
Yeah, that was just 3 hours of peace and quiet.
I thought it was great. I actually nearly, we were in the smaller screen with the recliners, so it was heaven. It was,
but that's a real experience. That's a real treat, isn't it? Especially with a young family, to get some you time, your time.
And the last time we went to the cinema was Gracie was 6 months and she's 4.
Right, yeah.
So we're
goes to show. But you thought good film, good show.
Oh, I thought like the way it was shot and the way that he used sound and silence more so than the sound even, which is like, because it's easy for. I think, well, not easy, but it's easy for directors to kind of go, we'll throw in music there or a layer of something, where he was just using complete silence.
Yeah.
And you're just, and it just had you so intense.
And the night we saw it too, everybody was completely.
There's not a sound, because everyone's just so caught up.
Did you find it a wee bit convoluted, confusion to begin with? Because that was some of the criticism I heard.
I didn't. I thought it was, because I heard that as well going in, and I thought, oh, this, we're going to have to be like full concentration I thought it was fairly easy to kind of follow. And I just think Cillian Murphy's amazing.
We're talking about depth of acting. He gets into it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's just amazing. And Robert Downey Jr., he's so
He picks some good roles as well, yeah. Robert Downey Jr. So full marks from you anyway, yeah, just for the reclining seats and
the piece. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, okay. Michael Brennan, Donegal Daddy, Michael Leddy, writer and blogger, are in with us for That's Entertainment. Fionnuala's going to pop her head in a little later on as well. We are broadcasting live from Letterkenny Main Street outside County Seat here. We appreciate their assistance in providing power and what have you. Hi, Greg and TV crew. Has anyone seen Silo yet? It's a new post-apocalyptic apocalyptic TV show. Well, that's enough, Kevin, for me to be out. While watching up with Mission, while catching up with Mission Impossible films, that also had Rebecca Ferguson. Thought it would be worth a watch. She's one of many occupants of the Silo, a massive underground bunker where it looks like the last remaining humans have been sheltered from the poisoned environment outside for a few centuries. She's a mechanic made sheriff, and suddenly there are murders to explore. It was certainly a riveting watch, excuse the pun. By the way, Michael, get to see Meg 2. Will Puff and the Dog make it to a third film? I happened to catch the first one last Sunday on RTE. You could say I was in the right place to see it. I'll get my neoprene coat. Right, okay. Actually, do you know what? Post-apocalyptic, I can't even say it, normally puts me off, but that seems that could be all right. I watched a couple of episodes of an Apple TV show, The Last Thing He Said. No, have you seen it?
I want to see that. That's Jennifer Garner, and yeah, it got very good reviews.
Did it?
Is
okay.
It? Oh, okay.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. It's fine. Because
you weren't blown away, though?
Because it's a little side hustle. I'm kind of having to watch it when it's daylight and there's light coming in, and I don't want to draw the blind. I'm enjoying it. I'm going solo on this one.
Okay, so you will finish it?
I would say so. It's 11 episodes, or at least that's how many seems to be available on Apple at the moment. But anyone else that watched that, what did you think? 086 60 25,000. And also, there was another film that came on Netflix during the week. Neither of you have watched it or are mentioning it. Do you know the one I'm on about, Michael? No, you're all over Netflix. Wonder Woman in it. And the And the guy out of the
mixed
he was in
mixed reviews.
The Irish actor.
Oh gosh, who's in it? One thing I can say, because I can't say the person.
I'm so well prepared.
The person's name. What I can say is that
Jamie Dornan. Dornan.
Oh, Jamie Dornan. I didn't realize he was in it.
Jamie, if you're listening.
The reviews are not.
It's a Meg type film, though. You're not going in there to.
Okay.
You can't go in there to sort of critically.
It's not Oppenheimer, I know. It's not.
You know what I mean?
Movie, yeah.
It's just whether or not it goes to OTT for you.
Okay.
Do you know? But it's all. I like her.
Right. I think you know. I like.
Yeah. It's an interesting cast. All right. Did you watch that? What's it called? Can't remember. 086 60 25,000. Just a reminder for you that if you are in Letterkenny or coming into Letterkenny, the Letterkenny Festival kicks off this evening up at McGettigan's Hotel on the Main Street. There's the Gig Rig. Entertainment starts at 7:30, and the crowd will be treated to a trip down memory lane with the sensational band My Generation, followed by the beloved Bagatelle and Friends, promising an evening filled with nostalgia and excellent music. I'll let you know what's happening Saturday and Sunday too as this hour wears on. Kids TV's down on my list here. Michael Brennan, Donegal Daddy. It's just, what are we talking about? Cocomelon, Paw Patrol?
Kind of steer clear of Cocomelon, actually, to be honest. It's,
why?
Because everyone says it's too overstimulating for kids.
Okay.
So kinda...
Well, I don't find it overstimulating.
No, that's okay for us. I love Puffin' Rock. It's the unreal, and it's got accents from Donegal, Derry.
Right, what's that on?
It's on Netflix. It's on.
Oh, cool.
And then they just released a movie there 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Yes,
and it's great. We got to see it. It's brilliant. But it's all. And then the voiceover, the narrator, is actually Chris O'Dowd as well. So,
all right, cool. And is it Irish produced? Obviously.
Yeah. And it's like the main character of the wee girl in it is a girl from Derry, and her sister was the original voice, and then her wee sister took over now
because she got too old, was
yeah,
it to do, wow, to do the, okay, to, so it's been running a while then.
Yeah,
so.
It's been running a good while. It's so well made. It's so nice.
It's animated.
Yeah,
what kind of animate is it? Is it animation? Is it like just,
it's kind of, it's nearly like a, I was going to say it's nearly like a South Park kind of a thing, but it's nice colors. It's like subtle tones, okay, rather than bright.
You don't want to get those shows mixed up.
That other kids show.
Definitely don't get them mixed up. Yeah. But yeah, it's great. That there, and that's kind of what we try to watch. If we
is can. There an educational element to it, or is it about life and relationships and stuff?
No, it has great bits about, like, because there's obviously puffins, and it's about birds and the different, and it talks about, like, flying south for the winter and different things like that there. Like, it brings in a lot of wee things like that that you kind of don't. And then, obviously, it hits on the whole kindness and...
But you must have a backup, though, when that gets a bit...
I suppose, yeah. So, listen, Cocomelon gets hit the odd
time. There you go, we got to the truth eventually.
I steer clear of that, but I... And I Peppa Pig is a no-no as well.
No, but do you know what would be... what I don't understand, or maybe they do, one of the platforms, is, do you know what used to get up the Saturday morning? And there'd be your Saturday morning shows in a row, do you know?
Live and kicking.
Yeah. Then you'd have, you know, He-Man or you know, the different shows that would come on one after the other. It's a shame that Netflix or one of the streaming platforms don't have an option where it sort of randomises, you know, so it's rather than Cocomelon running or Puffin running from episode to episode, that you can sort of put together
a block,
an hour of a mixture of shows, you know, so they get a sense of, you know, what maybe an older generation go. I don't know why no one has done that yet, but if they haven't and they do it, I want royalties.
Absolutely.
But do you know what I mean? Because you don't want to constantly be switching left and right. And listen, they should all be outside playing blah, blah, blah. I get that. But, you know, the reality is, you know, it's not just the way it is. All right. So if you've got young ones in the house and you want to show them something a little bit different with a bit of... Irish culture or voices or whatever
I just think it's nice that they hear, rather than hearing American voices and American accents all the time.
It's great to hear amazing how the exposure to those accents can change someone's accent.
Like, you hear kids going trash can and
I stopped
kids
correcting them. I stopped trying it with Aaron. I just says, right, I'm giving up on you. I'm going to focus all my attention on Hudson now.
We've kind of... like, Gracie will say to us now, she'll go, do you know in America they call it what they call a bin? They call it a trash can. She'll start telling you what... This is what
she's
they call it in America.
You.
She's telling you, like, this is what... More or less, like, I'm not going to call it that, but I want to call it that.
I know, it's funny. Right, okay. That is Puffin Park. You've been watching The Bear, too. I know this is one, if I remember correctly, you're a big fan of, Michael.
Best thing.
Yeah, okay.
Best thing I'm watching.
Best thing he's watching. He watches a lot of stuff.
It's so well shot, I think, and everything, along with the actors being great. Season 2 is up there now, and they've got... serious cameos in it.
Yeah.
Every episode has a different and it's great. Like, it's, but your man, the lead actor, I don't know what his name is, even the lead actor.
White. Jeremy Allen?
He's class.
Amazing.
He's just, like, so intense.
I never saw him before, but he was in Shameless, the American Shameless. That's
right.
I never knew that.
I didn't know that either.
Didn't know that. But he's amazing.
Oh, he's great. Like, and then...
So why is it so good? Why? Because sometimes... You know, this is the type... It sounds to me it's like the type of show that you want to tell people that you're watching. Do you know what I mean? We watch a lot of nonsense that you just probably wouldn't even admit watching. And then we come across shows from time to time that you want to talk to someone who's also watching or get other people to watch it.
I think for me it's down to that any other shows about restaurants or chefs, they kind of ham it up a wee bit, like make it very... like this is... Whereas it's... It is an absolute S show, but they kind of, it's realist. It's very real. It's very real. It's like it's the real problems behind the whole actual chef and end of it. It's like the behind the business end of things,
right,
too.
Okay.
Like, it's
which was a brave enough thing to commission and make, I suppose, because there's obviously tropes that are used for commercial reasons, aren't they?
Yeah.
A woman called to say that they are talking, we are talking about the Puffin movie, and to say that the girl that made it lived in Dunfanaghy.
There you go.
So there you go, even stronger connection. Heart of Stone on Netflix is a fun watch. Heart of Stone, I'm not sure if I've watched that.
No.
Another listener says, huge congratulations to you all at Highland Radio on your fantastic listenership figures. So very well deserved. You do a fantastic job and are lovely to work with. Enjoyed the celebrations and have a great weekend. Thank you. Well, there won't be any celebrations because there just simply won't. But thank you very much indeed. And
Greg's put his foot down.
No, it's not. It's just I've put the filter on. There won't be any celebrations. Well, there may be. I don't know. Individually, people can celebrate if they want to. But thank you so much to the loyal listeners to this show and more people listening this year than were listening last year. So, which is great, particularly in this day and age. Right. Okay. Am I up to date on the texts here? Yeah. I don't want to sort of go into something serious now by accident. Right, okay, so that's The Bear. Where are we watching The Bear? Where should you watch it? I don't want to put anyone getting on any bother. Is it on Apple, is it?
It's on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, okay, it is The Bear. And also, I think you might have been talking about it, Murders in the Building or something along those lines is back on Disney Plus again as well.
That's really, really
good.
So
I must finish off season 2.
I'm not up to date. I'm kind of saving up the third season, but I mean, it's a great show. It's great fun.
Must finish off season 2 and watch that.
Great fun.
It is good fun. It's nice. I like it. All right. It is the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. I just want to give you a reminder of what's coming up here at the Letterkenny Festival on Saturday. The Gig Rig Entertainment continues at the Donegal County Library in Lower Main Street starting at 6:30 p.m. The night will be a showcase of exceptional musical talent featuring performances by Aaron Coleman, String Empire, Darren O'Halloran, F.A., a special guest appearance by Monday. He'll be disappointed it's August and not July. Music lovers are in for an unforgettable experience embracing a diverse range of musical styles. And I'll remind you what's happening too as part of Pride celebrations as we head into the last half hour of the programme. One of you is going to have to shift and let Fionnuala in because she's going to come in and plug things and give excuses as to why she wasn't here from 11 and all the usual fun of the fair. And probably with my P60 in her hand. All that coming up for you after we take this break. Stay right where you are. Yes, indeed. A great weekend of entertainment in Letterkenny. And just to remind you that the Letterkenny Pride Festival takes place tomorrow. It's incorporated in the whole weekend of events. It starts off with a family fun day of activities and entertainment outside on Green On Theatre. That's from 2:30 p.m. Then there's a vibrant and joyful parade leaving on Green On at 4:30 to make its way to Oliver Plunkett Road. After that, Shania LaRue, the vivacious Shania LaRue, will be entertaining you from 6 p.m. with Drag Bingo at the brewery. There'll be a screening of the movie Pride at Century Cinemas at 6:15 for those who prefer a more relaxed Pride experience. And there'll also be an evening of music featuring both up-and-coming and established local artists such as, you know, The Excellent Without Willow, High Heeled Converse, Millie Green, Shauna McDay, George Houston, and world-renowned Donegal artist Moya Brennan, all voices that you will have heard here on Highland Radio as well. So that's the Pride part of the festival, but it's not part of it. It is integrated with it, of course. Thanks, Fionnuala. You can tell Fionnuala's here because she's here correcting my my spoken words. Fionnuala, lovely to see you.
And you. Lovely to be out and about and down the town.
Exactly. And you've made way. Michael made way, and Michael will be back with us very, very shortly. Of course, you know, you're a regular on the That's Entertainment item that we have here. But, of course, you are also wearing your chain of office. You are El Presidente of Letterkenny Chamber. And it's great to see businesses coming together, the Gig Rig moving around the town. So it's obviously being designed to give everyone, hopefully, increased footfall and more traffic and what have you, and a sense of what's going on here. I think they've done a really good job. And it's kind of fits in with the ethos of what you guys do at Letterkenny Chamber.
Oh, it's 100%. We give our full backing to this festival and other festivals like it. I mean, as most people know by now, I'm originally from Galway, and you cannot pass a day in the summer in Galway, but there isn't some sort of a festival on. And I'd love to see the same here in Letterkenny, because it's not just a benefit for people coming into the town. It's also a great benefit for people that live in the town and in the rest of the county, that they can come, visit, take a walk around the shops, enjoy the good music, maybe stay for a night. You know, just sometimes we forget all the fantastic things that's happening in our own county. And when we think about going away for a night, or you think about doing anything, you start looking at other counties or looking elsewhere, where sometimes you can ring, you know, no harm in coming 100 yards down the road and spending a night in Dillon's and having a good time out with some music and check out all the different events that's on. So it's fantastic. It's great to see people coming in.
Exactly. And I suppose with the August bank holiday weekend, there was a lot of festivals on all over the place, village festivals, the Mary from Dunloe, Clonmany and all that kind of stuff. And it's sort of this sort of stands out. I'm not saying there's nothing else going on, but the timing's really good because if people have got that festival buzz, well, here's one for you this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's my understanding is, because it was pre my time here, so I'm really looking forward to seeing some of the events, that there's a real nostalgia with regard to this particular festival because it used to be, as I'm told, a huge event here in Letterkenny for years and years. So I think it's wonderful to see a revival of an event that, you know, a lot of people have some great memories for. I'm sure there's people out there that met their spouses or met their non-spouses but still had a very nice evening. I'm sure there's a lot of different people have memories of events and people that they saw playing music who turned out then to be huge or even less so, you know. Yeah. And that's what it's all about, really. Yeah. It's about the nostalgia of it. It's about getting people into the town. It's just about people realising what a fantastic place Letterkenny and Donegal is.
Yeah, I think they've got a great mix of entertainment as well, because there's the throwback stuff this evening. You could view it as that. I think sort of Saturday has a feeling of sort of the some of those new and emerging and established bands, and then Sunday Irish and country as well too. We were chatting to Mickey Joe Hart, who's performing on Sunday evening, and also too, you know, off the back of the very successful busking festival here, and over your left shoulder with the Market Square, where there are plans to reinvigorate that, it would be nice to see more stuff going on, you know, busking on the streets, or, you know, more regularly like you see in other towns. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but more of it, you know. And when that square is finally re-established or renovated, more activities there, more this type of stuff, because as I say, there's a massive audience for it. It just needs to be delivered.
We had the busking festival there, you know, our very own Highland and the Chambers. Jimmy Stafford puts in a massive amount of work for it. And sadly, the weather was not great.
I know, but it's been like that all summer, hasn't it?
It was, the best thing about it was so, all the people that came out and were standing around in umbrella, you know, had the umbrellas up because they were going around the town, and yet stopped up to hear the wonderful music that was out. There's so much talent in this county, and it's just great to have events that you can showcase it and you know, allow people to experience all the wonderful talent that's here. And I think if people have a look at some of the plans that the Chamber and the Council and the different businesses have around Letterkenny in particular, because obviously that's where my knowledge is from. You've got the town centre that's going to be hopefully done up in the next year or so. You've also got plans for some great work down around Dun Greenon, that there'll be space to be able to have outside entertainment. And even, you know, when I was at early meetings and we're talking about the courthouse and, you know, what's going to happen down around that area, one of the main things that I know most people are saying is we need to have even more space so that as people are coming through the town, that nearly from one end of the town to the other, there's going to be able places where people can have music, where people can gather, and that it can just be seen, you know, to be as open and inviting and warm for visitors and for locals alike.
Yeah, and it's rare that I'm actually doing an outside broadcast from Letterkenny, because it's normally from different places, and that's what we do as well. Today's about celebrating Letterkenny, but, you know, we do make the effort to travel to different parts of the county to do outside broadcasts, and hopefully do more of that next year to sort of, again, like we're celebrating what Letterkenny has and where it's going and what it has to offer, and to continue to do that right across the region, Fionnuala.
Yeah, well, let's take it off my Chamber hat and put it on my Highland hat. I mean, we got our Jane Law results yesterday. They were absolutely fantastic. Once again, it was just, you know, we want to thank the people of Donegal and, you know, for their support, and for the businesses of Donegal for their support to the station. That's really what keeps us so high up in the papers. I find getting calls from people from all over saying, oh, Highland mentioned in all the nationals and everything for our, you know, 66% market share, which is just, you know,
number one in the country.
Yeah, record breaking. And to be,
I would like to see another station in Europe actually that has that. But anyway,
that's what I'm saying. I don't think there is, because, and particularly a local station, because sadly, in a lot of countries, the local stations aren't what they are in this country, which is truly situated in the local area and focused on local events.
There's an awful lot of conversation, and Michael, sorry I'll bring you in a second, but just on the radio, because it is entertainment as well. There's an awful lot of focus on young people and their consumption of radio and media and how it's changing. And yes, if you look at some of the statistics, there is definitely a move away from sort of national stations. Young people maybe not tuning in, or new listeners of the future, but I was going to say strangely, it's not strangely at all. Local radio seems to be the preferred choice of younger people that want to listen to live radio.
Yeah, I think so.
Which I thought was really interesting in those stats.
For me, I think that's what I found interesting as well. Like, we have 48% of the 18 to 35-year-olds, which I think is a fantastic figure for us to have. And it would be surprising to a lot of people because they assume that people kind of 18 to 35 aren't listening to the radio. Mm. But in fact, the thing is, in Ireland, is we have a completely different relationship with radio than they have in a lot of other countries. And we see an awful lot of stuff here that comes from, you know, research done in America, even research done in the UK, where they've changed their local radio model. Nowhere else are young people seeing who won the under 12s final, county final. Nowhere else is anybody seeing who won the second, you know, the minor under 16s. You're being ignored by everybody, Greg.
You see, everyone presumes I can do everything myself. And when people presume you can do everything yourself, they just abandon you.
They do.
Been sitting here on my own since 9 o'clock.
Because not a like, coffee, oh, well, not a nothing. You know, Greg, I'll open the door and shout Greg, Kevin.
Well, it's the coffee. See, there's a coffee there. I'm looking at it. It's getting colder and my tongue is hanging out of my head.
I'm getting Mr. Hughes's coffee.
Oh, thank you so very much indeed.
Hello. There we go.
And also, too, we have a more relaxed attitude to broadcasting.
We're very relaxed.
On local radio.
I know.
Thank you very much, O'Hares.
That's part of the charm of it, which is exactly what I was saying. I think that's why young people listen to it. Where else are they going to hear, you know, who their local club is, who their local schools team, you know what I mean, what's going on in their local areas? So they're always going to interact with it at some level. They're not necessarily listening, you know what I mean, to all of the music that we're playing. We're not necessarily, you know what I mean, tipping all their boxes 24 hours a day for a lot of that, but there's always something
here. But you see, you go to, you see, I learned when I used to do a bit of DJing, Michael, that I presumed I knew what people wanted. And it was actually not too far from here. I was doing, this is years ago, I was doing a gig in, oh, where is it now? It's the bar beside the Letterkenny Shopping Centre. And I looked around.
Oasis.
And I don't know if it was called Oasis at that time, but I looked around and in my naivety, I thought, right, well, there's a crowd that will want to hear such and such. So I put on Joe Donan or something like that there. And this lovely lady came up to me and, in no uncertain terms, but politely, said they wanted to listen to Love Inc. Superstar and not what I thought they wanted to listen to. And my point being, where I'm going with this in terms of young people, this is the music they're listening to. Look at the Clonmany Festival. Some of the biggest artists, Michael, and the crowd, it's a mixed crowd, but a lot of young people. You go down to the Allingham Arms Hotel or the Abbey when they have their country nights. It's wedged with young people. So, that's, you know... Yeah. That's probably why they're also tuning to some of our programme with David and the rest, but also then Ivan's Power Hour. You have to have a mix, don't you, Michael?
Yeah, that's it. And I think it's even back to what we were on about in the Puff and Rock thing, is that regional accents as well, it's gone away from people wanting to hear this slick Tony Blackburn.
Yeah, DJ, I can do that too, you know. Yeah.
And hearing your own accent, hearing people that you can relate to easily, I think that's a big thing as well.
We're actually involved in a national sales house and also Radio Centre Ireland, which is promoting radio in Ireland as an industry. And one of the things we've done is done research on local accent, and it is unbelievable how much more hearing something in your local accent, it just like triples the amount of trust that's given to your brand, the way that people listen to it, the way they feel about it when they see it. And I always think, I don't think I'm a very big accent person, because I'm always saying to Greg, where did this come from? I sound like
America?
I could be from... When I was 7, it's embarrassing. But I sound like I could be from anywhere.
Yeah, but I spent 2, maybe 3 years in England.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? But I always...
Someone said to me last weekend, but you're not really Irish, though, are you? I says, yeah, well, I've lived here over 40 years, all my life. Went to national school. Yeah, but you're not really.
I know. An American guy said that
doesn't
to me one
how,
time.
Doesn't matter how long you've lived. It's kind of like it's
still a blowing.
It was about 4 or 5 efforts. Eventually, he gave in. But four times to say, like, well, not really. But
I know, they're hilarious. Yeah. I know, it's the same thing. But as I said, I don't consider myself really an accent person. But then there was an ad on the radio, which was for Cadbury's. And it happens to be in, and perfectly nice ad and perfectly well spoken, but it's in an English accent. And I just kind of got a little jolt from it. And I was kept thinking, well, Cadbury's is an Irish. I mean, it's not an Irish brand, but in your head and in your heart, you think of Cadbury's as being, you know,
no, we like
roses.
Milk. There's milk in it, yeah. Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
But, you know, you think of it as being an Irish brand because that's what it was when I was growing up anyways. And it just kind of was, as I said, nothing wrong with the ad, perfectly fine ad, advertised itself properly. But it just kind of took me back a little bit to hear it in an accent that I didn't think it should be. You know what I mean?
It's like
it
that.
Felt kind of wrong in a way. Which
And it's like that when you see it in a TV show and you're hearing an Irish accent somewhere that you're not expecting it. It's immediately.
Well, I was watching, I was being forced to watch, I think it's Emmerdale. There's a father and daughter in it or whatever. And I got so excited because apparently they were fleeing the farm or Emmerdale or wherever it is to come and live in a farm in Donegal. I was like, they said Donegal! Yeah, it's so exciting. So I suppose
that's. They're going to be filming over here because
they are not.
No!
I'm sure they'll change their plans beforehand. Right, okay. Listen, Fionnuala, Michael, I don't know who's going to be here when we come back from the break. That's the organised chaos that is the 9 till noon show. So if it's neither of the two of you, thanks so much for calling in. Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. Just to remind you, we are broadcasting live, of course, from Letterkenny Main Street. It's part of Letterkenny Festival 2023, celebrating music pride and community unity. And I just want to give you a run through what's happening then on Sunday. I've got so many sheets in front of me now. On Sunday, yes, the Soapbox Derby is on the Port Road in Letterkenny. It's an association with the RNLI starting at 2 p.m. prompt from the Golden Grill car park. Witness the thrillers, homemade soapbox racers compete for glory and support a great cause in the process. In the evening, the gig rig moves to Sister Sarah's for Country and Irish Sunday, starting at 5 p.m. Attendees can enjoy the best of country music with performance by Hard to Beat, The Wild Rovers, Mickey Joe Hart, Limelight, Kathy Durkin, Hugo Duncan and Sinead Black. And to ensure a wonderful experience for families, the Letterkenny Community Development Project's Stay and Play programme will host face painting, arts and crafts and a photo booth, games corner, toddlers corner and appearances by beloved cartoon characters on the Saturday and on the Sunday. I'm not sure that mic's going to have to be too close to that amp. Kevin, I don't think I'll even be using it. Give us a strum there, why don't you? Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. OK, that's just a teaser of our next guest, because we're joined in studio now by Darren O'Halloran. Good morning to you. How are you getting on?
Good morning, Greg.
It's great to have you on the 9 till noon show.
Thank you.
What's
for having me.
With you?
Not too bad. Just stressing, not today.
Yeah, well, don't be stressed. You're just 17 years of age, but you're already 11 years into playing your music. You started at 6 years of age. Yeah. What got you started so young?
Well, I was in this Cranog camp in Goodore, and I did a little... I was always playing instruments, but I never really found anything that I liked, kind of violin and tin whistle and all. And then I played guitar, and I fell in love with it right away, you know.
It just came to you? You must have a natural ability, do you? I think anyone can learn to play the guitar, but I think you have to have... It's like throwing darts. I think you have to have a little bit of a natural penchant for it to be really good. That's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. And then you've only really just started gigging at the start of the summer or just before the summer in the Cottage Bar. What's that been like?
Yeah, I got a text there. Some of my friends, they're playing the Cottage Bar, the E-Fates and all.
The E-Fates are excellent. We've had them on the show.
They're amazing.
Have you played with them?
No, I haven't. Right, okay. I love to.
Yeah.
No, I got a text there about April time saying, I was in Belfast at the time, and they asked me, did I want to play half an hour? And I said, of course, I'd love to play. Obviously, I was really, really, really nervous because it's my first time ever playing live to anybody.
Mm. All right, it's okay.
The best experience I had, about a bus of about 20 of my friends came out to me.
Well, that's good. And well, that's good. It depends on how it goes as well, because sometimes you want that bit of an anonymity, but sometimes you want the backing and the support, so that's great. Right, you're going to sing a song for us. What are you going to do first?
I'm
not sure if we have time for two. Do you want to do your own one? Or do you want to...
I'll play whatever. I'll play my own.
I'll tell you what. You take it away then. So you're going to perform an original of yours. Talk to us about this.
This original. was actually about the first time I was meant to do that April gig in the Cottage Bar, and I was like, a few of my friends are really good, Hannah McFadden and all them, said, you should definitely play an original, but I don't have any originals. So I was like, oh, right, okay. Give me 2 seconds. So for 5 days before, and I was like, oh, I should definitely write an original. And I just wrote Bus Stop. That's what it's called, Bus Stop.
Right, Bus Stop, take it away. This is Darren O'Halloran, just 17 years of age, right at the start of his career. Go ahead. Might as well get it right, Darren. We've got one shot at this now. But we do appreciate it that you've kind of just jumped in here to do this. Are you happy to go now? Yeah,
perfect, thank you.
All right, good stuff. Go ahead.
Sitting on my own, taking up 2 seats, cause I wanna be alone. But it's full of people that I know. Don't talk to me, I just wanna get to my destination without the need to turn my head and have a conversation. But am I trying too hard? Waking up my parents in the other room, staying up all night, I wake up in the afternoon. But am I trying too hard? And I can't write for shit, and musically I'm so par, and that's basically it. I'll fall asleep and I'll dream and I'll think about you, the steam man. Please believe me when I say that I'm doing my best. I swear I'm not a mess, it's just how I look. When I rush things or I'm stressed, but when I'm with you, I always seem to be rushing things. Is it because I like you or I want something? Oh, I'm best. I swear I'm not a mess, it's just how I look. When I rush things or I'm stressed, but when I'm with you, always seem to be rushing things. Is it because I like you or I want something? Am I trying too hard? Staying up all night, I wake up in the afternoon. Am I trying too hard? And I can write for shit, and musically I'm so par, and that's basically it. I'll fall asleep and I'll dream and I'll think about you, that's demon. Please believe me when I say that I'm not trying hard enough. Waking up my parents in the other room and staying up all night while I wake up in the afternoon. Cause I'm not trying hard enough, and I can write for shit, and musically I'm obsessing, that's basically it. I'll fall asleep and I'll dream and I'll think about you, that's the man. Please believe me when I say I'm a procrastinator. I don't know what I'll do, but I will put it off till I have time to.
All right, Darren, well done. Have you been on radio before?
I haven't, no.
You haven't, so that's your debut. All right, don't forget me when you hit it big, will you not? Don't forget me when you hit it big, Darren.
Thank you.
All right, thank good, you. Listen, thank you very much. Are you gigging at the weekend?
I'll be gigging tomorrow, yeah, 7:30.
Where?
The Lower Main Street in the gig rig.
Well done, all right, up on the big stage. Yeah. Lovely to see them platforming young talent. That's fantastic.
Don't know if I've done that.
Right, okay, well done to you. All right, great to have you back on the programme. And just a few minutes to go. Just to let you know, though, that coming up around the Northwest, John Breslin's back. Great to have John back on his show. And if that wasn't good enough, he's given away €2,500. It's part of our €20,000 mega summer draw. You've got just over 2 hours to enter the remaining four draws for the same price as it will cost after the next one, if you know what I mean. So the value is to be had right now. If you want to be in a chance with a chance of winning €2,500 today, next Friday, the Friday after, and then €10,000 on that last Friday as well. Get your tickets now on our website, highlandradio.com. Follow the instructions there, or you can give us a ring at 07491 25000, and the more tickets you buy, the less it costs you. So group in with other people if you want extra value. But of course, please only do it if you can afford it and have a bit of fun with it and be in with a chance. Don't be putting yourself in any further financial hardship. Okay, we are rejoined by the two Michaels. I can't speak, you know. I think maybe I've had too much coffee. Is it possible? Can you overdose some coffee, Michael Leddy? Michael Brennan, Donegal Daddy. Let's talk about your Donegal Daddy thing, Michael.
Yeah.
Like, is that taking you by surprise?
Absolutely. This week especially, it's just... it's great. It kind of took... I suppose I started during lockdown. It was a bit of fun and doing different videos, and then wee skits. And then, like, even there this week, I just done a wee simple skit that I kind of seen, and I done our take on it. And it just, I woke up, my phone was just going bananas.
Is it because it's relatable, do you think?
That's exactly it. Yeah, it's kind of, that one especially was a kind of a parenting relatable one, where trying to keep your house tidy with kids, which is... not possible. Anyone?
Well,
kids
I gave up.
Yeah, that's it.
I've stopped even trying to paint or keep anything tidy. It's just wait until they leave. But apparently now they never leave.
That's it. They don't leave.
They just don't leave. You're stuck with them forever now.
But you can train them to tidy, I think.
Really?
I'm told.
I must watch more. of your videos. right. Okay. People can check you out on Instagram. Is that the main? Are you on TikTok now as well?
Instagram and TikTok. Yeah,
TikTok's really both. Blown up too as well.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a different way. I really like Instagram. I really like the. Just kind of a nicer.
That's where you were born.
That's it, yeah, I suppose.
Okay. Just check out Donegal Daddy for more of that stuff. It's a good crack and it's relatable, as we say, and so on and so forth. We don't really have much time to get into anything. Is there anything here that's a bit crap, Michael?
It's a bit crap?
Yeah, crap. So in other words, we've got about a minute and a half, or should we just waffle? Well, let's waffle.
We can waffle, yes.
Before I do, I want to thank Paddy, who got us here in the bus, Kevin on the technical side of things, Caroline Orr, who researches and produces as always, and Eve is here as well. I see Arnie doing some social media stuff, Donald back at base as well, just for keeping us on the air whilst we're on the road. But anyway, that's that done, because I just don't want to crash the news, and I'll try. I will do.
Yep.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to be watching. I'm big into Star Trek this
really?
Summer.
Never
so
noticed.
I'm going to be watching a handful of episodes. I'm hoping to hit 800 episodes by Sunday of next week, and then I'll take.
Well,
a
we're
break.
With you on this.
I know you are. Really you're supporting me every step.
I mean, there must just be a blur at this stage.
You mentioned Donald actually, and he has recommended that show Silo to me on numerous occasions, and it was mentioned there by a message person came in. Was it Kevin? And I definitely do want to see it. Donald raves about that show.
Yeah, I might start it this weekend. Actually.
Yeah, he says it's really good.
Michael Brennan, thank you so much. Michael Leddy, thank you so much. Have
pleasure.
A wonderful weekend.
And
all
too.
Of you out there, have a wonderful
cheers,
weekend, great. Whatever you're doing. And if you can get down to Letterkenny on any of the nights or days, you should do, because it's going to be a great weekend here. But for me and the team, enjoy your weekend. We're back with you Monday morning at 9 o'clock.